By 2038, drug companies will be required to distribute more than $780 million to Wisconsin and its local governments. Wisconsin's settlement finalized in 2022 holds drug makers, distributors, and pharmacies accountable for America's opioid crisis. But how are local governments set to spend those funds? In conjunction with Wisconsin Watch, WPR's investigative reporting fellow Addie Costello tracked down some spending reports, and she's here to explain the latest findings. Can you tell me a little bit about your reporting here?
So I've been interested in tracking or finding out how local Wisconsin governments are spending opioid settlement funds for quite a while. Every year, they're required to submit some minimal information to the Department of Justice and the legislature. And many also report additional supplementary information, but it's in PDFs and they're on kind of more obscure websites or government pages. So I worked to collect all that information and put it into a more digestible database so people can see how their county or municipality spending the settlement dollars.
I want to backtrack a little bit and just start with, you know, a lot of people know about the opioid crisis and know about settlement funds, but they might not know exactly how much the state is set to receive. So can you tell us a few details about how it's going to work out here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, the state reported receiving approximately $75 million in settlement dollars at the start of 2025. That portion is managed by the health department, which publishes spending on their website. Local governments had received roughly $130 million in payments by the end of 2024. Counties and municipalities did allocate roughly $20 million of that before this year, according to most recent spending reports. But the vast majority of distributed local settlement dollars have not been spent yet, and there's still quite a bit more on the way.
That's interesting. And I know you've spoken with some members of Duo Wisconsin, that's a union for current and former drug users, about the transparency of settlement funds. What does this group say that they want state and local governments to accomplish with all this money that's said to come in?
Members mentioned that they've already seen impacts of extra money going toward the crisis, especially with drug overdose reversal medications like Narcan. But what they really want to see more of is people with lived and living experience getting involved with the decision-making process and guiding some of the where the money goes and the work being done to mitigate the effects.
Addie, I don't want to throw a lot of numbers at all the listeners here. I understand that can be kind of hard when it comes to an audio medium. So let's kind of keep things a little bit big picture here. You write that in your latest reporting, local spending is expected to start to ramp up over the next couple of years. What exactly would that look like for those counties and municipalities that could be receiving some money here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, it's not super easy to track every single dollar and where it's going, partly because the reports to the state, the only mandatory reporting for these local governments to the state, isn't perfect. They really only need to tell us how much they spent, what they received, and their end of year balance. Many do offer more details about exactly what they spent on. In the first few years of settlement funding, when I was going through the reports, I saw a lot of government spending on overdose reversal medications, school-based prevention programming, sober living, treatment centers, things like that. Also some money for law enforcement. One county spent money on t-shirts for kids who participated in a school-based prevention program. So there's a wide range of things that are being covered. Local governments are required to spend it only on opioid abatement strategies, but it's because they don't have to report spending details to the state, it's not super clear how that's being tracked.
Addie Costello, thanks for joining us here on Wisconsin Public Radio. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.